the Barton Brothers, an old Yiddish-American group, Stephen Wright, Ed Lipton, T.O. Sterrett, all featured today here on Knock on Wood, and of course Spike Jones. Theme song there. Yeah. I'm Steve Charney. I'm featured too, and so's my dummy Harry.
I'm a ventriloquist on the radio. Uh-huh.
That's the funny part. Okay, so Harry's going to be in, of course, and, well, he's up to something. I don't know. He's joined some club or something. We'll talk about it as time goes on. Yeah. We're going to start off with Animalupity, written by T.O. Sterrett and done by a whole slew of wonderful singers and musicians. This one is called 1,000 Frogs Are Marching.
Marching to the pond. 1,000 frogs are marching to the pond and not beyond.
And when the frogs get to the pond,
they take a swim and they sit on a log.
The froggies have a bite to eat.
The froggies dance
and the froggies sing.
Tra la 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 la
la la.
1,000 frogs are marching, marching to the pond. 1,000 frogs are marching to the pond and not beyond.
And when the frogs get to the pond,
there are no cats
and there are no dogs.
They might see an ant
and they might see a snail,
but I think you could say that they won't see a whale.
Oh, a whale! Oh,
they won't see a whale!
1,000 frogs are marching, top to Babylon or Lebanon or to the Pentagon. 1,000 frogs are marching to the pond and not beyond.
And then the froggies play some games.
They make up stories with funny names.
They sit in the sun
and they sit in the shade.
And today they have a big parade.
1,000 frogs are marching, marching to the pond. 1,000 frogs are marching to the pond, and not the lake, and not the house, and not the farm. I say 1,000 frogs are marching, marching to the pond. 1,000 frogs are marching to the pond and not beyond.
T.O. Sterrett. One of the, actually, all the songs sound a bit different, done by different people, but I think he put the whole thing together. Quite nice, if I say so myself. This is Knock on... Oh, ha! Hey, man! Glad you came in. What's up?
Excuse me. Were you talking to me?
Yes. What's up?
I'm sorry. I believe I have more important things to do than to speak to the likes of you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I've joined a club. So meet your betters, Charney.
What kind of club?
A golf club.
You belong to a golf club. What's your position? One of the clubs?
Yeah, you peons are all alike. Jealous and ignorant.
I just can't see you driving a ball several hundred feet towards the green.
I don't have to.
Why not?
It's a miniature golf club.
You play miniature golf?
Yes. This club is exclusively for miniature golf players. We don't associate with those rabble-rousers who play tournament golf, Steve.
You're talking about windmills and water wheels and little castles?
That's right! In fact, you might want to stand back. I have to practice my swing now, Steve. I have my clubs outside in the hall. James, my clubs!
Here you go, Mr. Harry.
I think I'll practice with my 9-iron.
Here you are.
You have a caddy?
Actually, I have an Oldsmobile.
You don't need a bag of clubs to play miniature golf.
James, can you wait outside for me, please?
Yes, sir.
Now, Steve, you might want to stand back. I need to practice my swing.
There is no swing in miniature golf. It's more like putting.
Chocolate pudding?
I can't allow you to swing that club in here. You'll break something.
You're hard.
Look, before you swing that club, let's talk about this club.
Which club? This club?
I don't mean the club you're holding, the club you belong to.
I don't belong to this club. The club belongs to me.
I mean the golf club.
This is a golf club. It belongs to me.
The club of golfers.
I wouldn't club a golfer.
I hope not. You'd be thrown out of the club.
I wouldn't throw out a club, unless it's bent.
Which it would be if you clubbed a golfer.
Can I swing here?
Isn't that what Benny Goodman said?
Benny Goodman was not a golfer.
Gee, I wonder if they have a club for clubs.
A club club?
Sounds like you're drowning.
Club 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 club.
Isn't that a baseball team from Chicago?
The Chicago Cubs.
The Ate of Clubs.
Yes, I've ate at the clubs. Good food.
So what do you do when you're eating at the clubhouse with the other members? Do you talk about your handicap?
Oh, it's not polite to talk about someone's handicap, Steve.
Yeah, what's yours?
Well, the fact that my arms and legs don't move. That's quite a handicap.
You're telling me.
It does throw my game off.
Do you talk about eagles and birdies?
And robins and sparrows.
Can I join?
I told you! You're not good enough for the likes of us. And not short enough. Helps if you're shorter than the windmill, Steve. Now stand back, and enough of this dilly-dallying. I have some swinging to do.
I don't know, Harry, if I like the fact that... Oh, great! Whoops.
My partner Joe said, listen, Mo, why don't you get wise? You should join my golf club, play golf and socialize. I said, Joe, okay, I'll go, but I don't know the game. He said, Schmo, I'll teach you. How he taught me was a shame. Oh, I play golf. Via Kalaket, I play golf. Akaka Malaket, oy, oy, vey, azulten vey, do I play. He took me to a broken-down golf course. What a golf course. Full of little holes, 18 of them. Why don't they fix it? And right away it cost me $100 for a couple of sticks. A driver, a nudnik, a smashy, a numplik, and a putzer. Then they told me to hit a little ball in a hole. I didn't even know there was a hole there. If I knew, I would have tried for it. The only holes I knew in the country was the dining hole, social hole, and swimming hole. They said I need a caddy, that's the first thing I was told. But what good is a caddy? I don't know which end to hold. To carry my bag, the caddy wants a small $2 fee. For $2, I can get a bag to carry me. They showed me how to hit the ball, but it's a funny thing. I always stood too close to the ball after I swing. They said it was impossible, but I'm a son of a gun. I took my putter in my hand and made a hole in one. The first hole I lost my golf ball. Second hole I lost my partner. Third I found my partner trying to sell my golf ball. I made a par in 62, the next hole I made 63, the fifth I made a birdie, then the birdie made on me. Oh! They're hitting balls around me, oh! I hear the call, balls to the left, balls to the right, balls, balls, balls. I finally beat my partner by one stroke, an epileptic stroke. Oh, everybody calls me Mo the Schmo. Everywhere I go, they call me Schmo. Oh, 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 I'm Mo the Schmo.
The Barton Brothers, Yiddish American comedy.
Steve. Were you making fun of the fact that I happened to join a miniature golf club? And was that what that record was all about? Because I want you to know that I'm taking this very seriously.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't making fun.
Good. Very exclusive club. Me and the other members sit around eating milk and cookies and talking about our game. You know how the loop-de-loop caused a two-over par, or... You know, trying to get the ball through the rhino's legs almost caused the loss of a tournament, or, you know, how they really should get more golf carts on the course.
Hold on. You use a cart on a miniature golf course?
Well, they're small golf carts, but yes, we do. It can get quite tiring schlepping from one ramp to the next.
The whole golf course is enclosed in a 100-foot square.
Well, we talk about how the windmill's been programmed to spin too fast and much too hard to get the ball through the blades. You know, or how the Sphinx needs some attention. He's looking a little peaked. You know, or how the green needs mowing.
It's not real grass at a miniature golf course. It's green carpeting.
You know, I don't like your attitude. That's why you would never be allowed in the club.
Let me ask you this. How old is the average member?
About 45.
Get out of here! How come they're not playing on the regular links?
Well, they never learn the game.
Is that why you just stay on the miniature golf course?
Alas. It's true.
Look, why don't I teach you how to play regular golf, and then you can join the big boys?
Oh, goody!
Now, the first thing you have to know is there are irons.
I know what they are.
You do?
Yes. You need an iron to press your golf pants.
No. This iron is a golf club. There are drivers and woods.
And a golf club I joined should have some woods. A stream would be nice, too.
Not that kind of woods. Not that kind of club. And there is no stream.
Didn't you ever hear the golf stream?
Look, I'm talking about a stick. You drive with it.
I thought you drove with a golf cart.
You drive the ball with the right iron.
What about the left iron?
You drive the ball towards the flag.
Sounds dangerous.
It's not dangerous, as long as people yell four before they swing.
Why don't they yell three?
Four, spelled F-O-R-E, four.
What four are they yelling for? For who?
For whom?
For whom the bell tolls?
Look, I'm trying to teach you something important, and all you want to do is mess around. I'm not going to teach you one more thing.
Oh, please, Dave. I'll be good.
No.
Please.
You stay with your miniature golf club. I'll stay with my more adult version.
Please?
I'll tell you what. Let's hear another recording, and maybe, just maybe, when we get back, I'll teach you more. But stop being so annoying.
I promise.
Thanks. Bought some land. It was kind of cheap. It was on somebody else's property. Guy who lives across the street from me has a circular driveway. He can't get out. I was driving down the highway, saw a sign that said, next rest area, 25 miles. I said, wow, that's pretty big. People must get really tired around here. Yesterday, I bought a decaffeinated coffee table. Can't even tell by looking at it. Went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, went there to name the untitled paintings. Woman on horse. Boy with bucket. Kitten on fire. Last Christmas, I bought my brother some gift wrapping paper as a gift. I went over to the gift wrapping section. I said, see this? Wrap this. But don't use the same print, so when he opens it, he knows when to stop. Then I saw this old lady wearing a full-length fur coat, and I went over to her. I said, excuse me, ma'am, what kind of animal is that coat made out of? She said, raccoon. I said, my God, he must have been huge. I borrowed some albums from a friend of mine. I was going to record them onto tape cassettes, and I had the wiring all backwards on my stereo and accidentally erased all his records. Gave him back these black, blank things. Whenever I fill out an application, it says, in case of emergency, notify. I put doctor. What the hell is my mother going to do? I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds died, they'd just stay right up there. Hunters would be all confused. Sponges grow in the ocean. That kills me. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be if that didn't happen. Woke up this morning, I was folding my bed back into a couch. I almost broke both my arms because it's not one of those kind of beds. It's hard for me to buy clothes because I'm not my size. I take extra medium. It's just like regular medium, but just a little bit extra. I like to aggravate the salesman when I go into a store. Can I help you, sir? Yeah. Do you have anything I would like? He says, how do I know what you would like? I said, you started this. 24-hour banking? I don't have time for that. So I was driving my car around, decided to hook my brake lights up to my gas pedal. Just to confuse the people behind me. I hit the gas and the brake lights go on, they stop and I'm gone. They say, what is he driving? A friend of mine has a car phone, he has an answering machine on his car phone. The message is, hi, I'm home right now. So I can't come to the phone. But if you leave your name and number, I'll call you when I'm out. Whenever I pick up someone hitchhiking, I always like to wait a few minutes before I say anything to them. Then I say, how far do you think you were going? Put your seatbelt on, I want to try something. I saw it in a cartoon, but I'm pretty sure I can do it. I don't have a child now, but when I do have a child, I'm going to buy one of those strollers for twins. I'm going to tell him he was a twin, too. You were a twin, and your brother didn't listen to me. Thanks a lot.
That was Stephen Wright from a CD called The Best of Comic Relief 3, put out on Rhino Records. There are a whole bunch of them. I don't know what they go up to, maybe 6 or something. Comedy Relief. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning in late, I was trying to teach Harry how to play golf, but, well, it's very frustrating. Now, before the last recording, we were talking about the different terminology. For instance, you have your golf ball, your bag, and your tee. Your bag of tea? Not your bag of tea. Your tea bag? There is no tea bag. What if I get thirsty? I want tea! You put the ball on the tee. Won't it get wet? The tee raises the ball up so you can hit it down the fairway. So you can hit it down the freeway? The fairway, the fairway! You're trying to get it into the hole. The hole what? The hole at the end of the fairway. I hope there's no hole at the end of the freeway or my golf cart might get a flat. I thought you promised me that you wouldn't be so annoying. Am I being annoying? Now, assuming you've avoided the sand trap, you get it on the green. Now you need a putter. You're going to have to putt.
My golf court putts when it needs a tune-up. Putt, 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 putt.
You know you're hopeless.
Bob Hopeless. He plays golf.
Look, some of the greatest athletes in the world have made their fortunes with golf. Look at Jack Nicklaus.
Hey, if he made so much money, why is he Nicholas?
Look at Arnold Palmer.
That cheat. You don't get a name like Palmer for nothing.
Can we get back to the rules of the game?
Sure, I'm not stopping you, am I?
Now, your score depends on how many strokes it takes to get the ball in the hole.
Walking out there in the hot sun, I bet people get a lot of strokes.
If you get the ball in the hole, in the strokes they suggest, then you've shot par.
Jack par. Could you get arrested for that?
If you shoot one under par, then you've shot a birdie.
Aw, that's sad. But then again, I guess he had no business being on the golf course.
If you shoot two under par, then you've shot an eagle.
Whoa, that's not a little birdie anymore, is it? You shot a big birdie.
After you go through 18 holes, then the game is over. Now, do you think you have a good idea of how to play?
Sure, Steve. Look, let me just run it down for you here. You have a lot of different irons so you can iron your clothes. And you use these irons to drive the ball, which is sitting in a cup of tea, over to the hole. You drive it in the golf cart down the freeway, making sure you miss the woods and don't hit the other drivers. It's going putt, 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 putt down the green until it hits some sand. If that happens, you have to get an eagle to pull it out. How am I doing so far?
Fine, Harry, fine. Why don't you just stop there?
Okay. Anyway, I have to go find my golf socks now so I can go play some miniature golf.
Your golf socks?
Yeah. They're the ones with the 18 holes in them.
I went down to the candy store with 50 cents in change. I could have bought 10 candy bars, which seemed a fair exchange. When I suddenly had a great idea, I decided to have some fun. Instead of buying 10 candy bars, I bought 50 pieces of gum. I walked out of that candy store, popped one piece in my jaw. But 49 pieces still were left, so I knew I could have some more. I popped a second one into me and then began to chew. And as I chewed and chewed, I found 2 pieces wouldn't do. It really wasn't very long before I wanted more. And though my mouth was filling up, I wouldn't stop with 4. 8 pieces were enough for me for just a little while. So I doubled that and chewed some more, and I began to smile. How many pieces could I take? I wanted to find out. And then I'd blow a bubble big as all get out. When all 50 pieces were well chewed and in my teeth and jaw, I began to puff and puff, and this is what I saw. I saw a bubble start to sprout as tiny as could be. I watched it as it grew and grew till it was big as me. I blew and blew and blew and blew and blew and blew and blew. And the bubble, it just grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. Just then the wind, it came along and knocked me off my feet. But the bubble gum was sticking tight and held fast to my teeth. The wind, it tried to lift me up, it tried so hard that so. When I looked down, I found the ground was 100 feet below. The wind, it whipped and the wind, it pulled, it took me out to sea. It flew me over England, France, and part of Germany. It flew me past a tall giraffe in the heart of Africa. And it flew me past an aeroplane so fast it was a blur. It flew me up a mountain and through a waterfall. But I was flying so very fast, I didn't get wet at all. It flew me all around the world, it flew me past my home. All I wanted was to come down and never more to roam. And now I hear a crackling sound way up here in the sky. Yes, now I hear a crackling sound, oh me, oh me, oh my. For I had blown the bubble big, but I now suspect the worst. Yes, I had blown the bubble big, but bubbles sometimes burst. The bubble broke with a great big bang. It went all over my clothes. It went all over my mouth, my eyes, my socks, my nose, my toes. It covered me all over so that I looked like a rubber ball. And when I reached the ground, I bounced and wasn't hurt at all. I bounced into a baseball game. The batter swung and missed. I was so glad that he struck out, I gave him a great big kiss. I bounced all over the countryside, I bounced into a lake, until finally I came to rest right in an ice cream cake. Now if you like to travel, try a bus or aeroplane, try a bicycle, a camel's back, or even a choo-choo train. But please be careful with bubble gum and watch just how you blow. For though you like to travel, there are easier ways to go.
Ed Lipton, it's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney.
Come on, Steve, teach me more about golf.
No.
Why not?
Because I told you. It's just a frustrating experience that drives me nuts.
Just a little bit.
Oh. You can help me read this book, though.
Okay.
This is called 1,000 Cousins, Poems of Family Life by David Harrison. This is put out Word Song, Boyd's Mill Press. Nice book of poems here. About family. This one is called She Was Right. Sisters said,
I'm sugar sweet. If I got wet, I'd melt.
I knew I shouldn't order, but I hose her down with water. Now all that's left of sister are her tennies and her belt.
Our Our little brother's name is Paul Bartholomew Throckmorton, William Jennings Lincoln, Alexander Jackson Horton, Richard Lyndon Timothy, Leonardo Jeffrey Sid, Edward Perry Johnson, we just call him Kid. Because by the time you holler, Paul Bartholomew Throckmorton, William Jennings Lincoln, Alexander Jackson Horton, Richard Lyndon Timothy, Leonardo Jeffrey Sid, Edward Perry, open the door! You're sorry that you did.
My shirt belonged to my brother. My pants, my brother's too. My shoes, socks, underwear, what do you think, they're new? My hair, same as my sister's. My eyes, Mama's blue. My name, they call me Junior, of course. But I expect you already knew.
My aunt thinks she's a mallard duck. It's sort of hard to explain. But don't go eat at her house, because all she serves is grain.
I have a baby uncle who was just born last night. I know he's really my uncle, but it doesn't feel quite right. An uncle should be older and be married to an aunt. You want my baby uncle? Fine. You'll have to change his pants. One more. You do it.
My daddy works in an office, and daddy's daddy grew up on a farm, and daddy's daddy shot a buffalo, and daddy's daddy skinned a beaver to make daddy's daddy's mother a hat, and daddy's daddy's daddy married an Indian girl named Jenny, and daddy's daddy's daddy... What? That's a lot of daddy's daddies? Why, you just can't have too many.
Thousand Cousins is the name of the book. That's put out on Word Song Boyd's Mill Press by David Harrison. And that ends our show. That's all she wrote.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.